So up next, we have Daniel Madrigal. Daniel coordinates community outreach for the Chamaco Study, which is a longitudinal birth cohort study in Salinas Valley, California. He uses various strategies to share study findings and to raise awareness about children's environmental health with the goal of reducing exposure to environmental contaminants. As part of his work, Daniel coordinates the Chamaco's Youth Community Council, which is an environmental health leadership program in Salinas. So.
Hi everyone. So today I'll be talking about the Chamacos Youth Community Council and our Photo Voice project. And again, my name is Daniel Madrigal and I coordinate community outreach for the Center for Environmental... Well, I guess first I don't have any conflicts of interest to disclose. But I coordinate community outreach for the Center for... You're going to have to trust me, there was a slide here. On the Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health, and then, I guess, stay here for a while, but the Center for Environmental Research and Children's Health, which investigates children's environmental health throughout the world through various studies. And our flagship study is the Chamaco Study, and like Amanda said, which is a longitudinal birth cohort study that's been taking place in Salinas since 1999, following a group of mothers and their children looking at pesticides and other chemicals and the impact on the children's health growth and development. And as part of that work, we have a robust community outreach program to promote healthier environments, and that's done through four parts, by sharing our research finding, increasing environmental health awareness in the local community, through our Youth Community Council, so building leadership with local youth, and then finally informing policymakers to promote healthier environments. And this project takes place in Salinas, California, which is about 2 hours south of here. It's in our agricultural area. The Salinas Valley produces over $1 billion worth of lettuce every year, so it's likely that the salad you ate in the past week came from here. The city of Salinas is home to a large Mexican-American farm worker community who work in this entire area. And when we talk about Salinas, or just farm worker in general, I don't know if we really adequately acknowledge or appreciate the work that goes into this contribution to this country's food. And whenever Salinas is in the news, it seems like they're always focusing, the reporters are only focusing on the fact that John Steinbeck was born here and then youth violence. And today I'll be sharing another story. It's a story about the Youth Community Council and about the potential to be environmental health leaders and the work that they've done so far. And this is them at the beginning of the Photo Voice project. And wow. So the Youth Community Council, it has two really main components, and that's to educate youth educate them on environmental health, and then to build leadership skills with that, and then provide them the tools to create a healthier Salinas. And this project was started in 2010, and we recruited at local high schools, local youth programs, and then also the local migrant education program, which is a program that supports students of migrant farm workers. And the top three reasons that youth identified for joining was that it's a fun opportunity to learn new things, and then also to make a positive impact on their community. And the benefits that we also kind of sold to them was that this could be a kind of an experience for future opportunities such as college, and they'd also be receiving stipends for the meetings that they'd be attending. So I'm not seeing my slides right here, so I'm just going to speak off my handout. The group of youth that are involved with this project were, it's a group of 16 Mexican-American youth that are split evenly by gender, and they're the children of farm workers, and some of them actually work in the fields themselves. And through this program, the way that we set it up was that that the sessions that they attended would have activities to learn about environmental health, like the basics of environmental health. They would have discussions on environmental health news that comes up. So also when the Chamaco study would publish something, we would have a discussion within the group about that. And then identifying environmental health concerns through their Photo Voice project. And then finally, from those issues identified, that they would create action projects to make a healthier environment in Salinas. And then Photo Voice, for those of you who are unfamiliar, it's a process to give the voice to groups of people who traditionally don't have a loud voice. And you give them, you give the group you're working with cameras and ask them to identify issues. And it's been done in a wide range of audiences. And so the first we start off with giving cameras and training youth in photography. And we ask them to go out into their community and take pictures of things that impact health, both positively and negatively. And then the youth are asked to bring back their photos and in a group analyze the photos. So not just like what do you see, but like what's going on underneath. So you have a picture of somebody working in the field, but like why does that situation exist? And this is the curriculum that we used for the Photo Voice project, and this was done in the summer of 2011. And this is really unfortunate because I have the pictures of the youth that they took, and I don't know if it's exactly the same for me just to describe them to you.
Me too, with what's there.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go forward and say that there's going to be a place to look at the photos on our, we have a Facebook site, but just keep on going through. But here are the major issues that were identified by the youth. Access to places to get physical activity, ease of access to tobacco, poor access to nutritious food, large amounts of garbage in the street, and then poor working conditions for farm workers. The strengths that they identified were committed community organizations in Salinas, strong family ties, and then plenty of open space in nearby areas. And once the youth took the pictures, they also wrote summaries. So it's kind of more than just them taking the pictures, but actually putting their words to it. Why is it important to them? Why do they want to share it with people? And so then we took these photos on a tour throughout Salinas, and these are the youth. Our youth council members sharing their pictures with the participants of the Chamacos study, so kind of getting that cross project activity going on. And then we also had the youth display their pictures at a local library, and this is where the meetings took place as well. And then we also had them take their pictures onto local public access television, and then a local radio show as well. And so we really, to have them share their work with the community. And from those pictures, they selected two projects that they wanted to work on to bring this to the community. And one of them was to make a space to get people out to get physical activity. So they partnered with a local community organization to put on a 5K run walk. And then they've also been working at one of the local high schools to bring a recycling program there, where one didn't previously exist. And to evaluate this project, we do it in four different ways. We've had them write reflection questions at many of the sessions. And one of the quotes from those reflections, "I learned that there could be many unhealthy and healthy things going on here in our community, and I didn't even know about. For example, pesticides and other unhealthy stuff. We also had an annual questionnaire that looked at various Likert scale items of leadership, and then also asked a couple of open questions to get more nuanced responses to their experience. We also had a video recording of their photo discussion, and then finally the photos themselves and their action projects as part of that. So we see that there was an improved into the agreement for various statements related to their presentation skills and confidence in presentation. And then also want to highlight one at the bottom that just says that they feel more comfortable working on an issue within a team, and that's really the essence of our project. Some positive reviews and recommendations from them that I'd like to share with you, and then also just the one at the bottom that really kind of brings it together, that says that not only are they learning something about environmental health, but they're learning that they are capable of being part of positive change. You guys really have helped me grow as a person and has helped me understand that things can occur and change in the community. So we found that this program has been successful by the fact that we have this cohesive group, that we've been able to roll out these fun activities and then also allowing them to identify their issues through the Photo Voice project. And there's been several challenges with this project as well. Some of them just going on in Salinas is the fact that there is low achievement measures at these schools, so sometimes we have to work a little bit longer on simple things like grammar. And then there's the lack of opportunities and the youth violence issues, which sometimes can feel like it trumps this and makes this seem like it's not that important. But we've seen that this is kind of an opportunity for them, and it gives them a, kind of a new sense of hope. And then the program challenges. My office is located just off the UC Berkeley campus, and so that's about 100 miles away from Salinas, so that can present a challenge. And then also the youth have many competing priorities, just including everything from jobs to taking care of siblings, other programs that they're involved in, and the quinceañeras, which seemed more regular than they should, but like every other weekend. And then also the locations of the meetings and transportation was a major issue, because our youth come from three different of the high schools in Salinas, and so finding a spot where everybody can come on a regular basis has been a challenge. And the youth identified these challenges through the questionnaire as well, and also talking with the public, but that's something that we've seen them kind of become more comfortable with as they do it, as they have these repeated presentations. Some of the key elements have been fostering this safe, supportive environment where they can learn, appreciating their efforts. So recognizing that it's their choice to come here, so just really saying thank you for coming and being a part of this. And in each session, we try to include three main components. One, that it's fun. Two, that it's something where they're learning concrete, tangible environmental health skills. And then three, that they're learning life skills as well, leadership skills. So we really want them to be able to understand and easily see like what the benefit is of their participation. And then also just regular communication, pretty much do everything to be in touch with them, and sometimes that's what it takes to get them to show up at the meetings. That includes Facebook, text messaging, phone calls, the next social media, probably beyond that too. And then also supporting other opportunities for leadership, so writing letters of recommendation, things like that. And then just the bottom line is flexibility in everything. From the distance to the other things going on, I think that's been paramount. And from this work, the youth have taken on a walkability survey that we're just about to wrap up. And then also, because of the success of this program, the local health department has pretty much contracted us out to provide leadership trainings to youth in a nearby city. And then also we have a participatory research study looking at the exposure of chemicals from personal care products that will be rolling out in earnest next summer. And here's the youth after their 5K run walk, and you can really even see like the sense of accomplishment in their faces if you juxtapose this from the previous picture. And this, oh, This is the people who go into the and it's really not just me. One of my really the other person who works a lot in this project is an undergraduate student at Cal named Gardenia Casillas, and she graduated from one of the local high schools in Salinas. She has an intimate knowledge of the community, and that's been really indispensable in terms of knowing what to do and how to work with the youth. And then also Dr. Minkler and Dr. Eskenazi and others are there to provide support and guidance for this project. And this funding is thanks to NIHS and EPA. And yeah, do you have any questions or ideas for future funding? Please talk to me. It's really difficult, and we're still working on that program, and we're working with the Salinas. Oh, sorry. The question was how difficult was it to get the recycling program started, and we're still working on that, and it's been a challenge to work with the administration at the school. You can imagine in this area there's a lot of challenges, so the recycling program isn't always prioritized. But we've been working for the past year with a local Salinas Valley waste management company, and even with that support, we have everything in place. We just need it to start, but it's really about getting face time with the administration of the school. Yes. I agree, and I'm willing to kind of start this network with you if you'd like. Yeah, there we go. Conversation. All right, thank you.